You want power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you?
Because if you ain't got no resistance, come on, somebody, you ain't doing nothing threatening to the kingdom of darkness.
We have built monuments to ourselves, and we no longer buckle under reverence and fear at the presence of the Lord. Oh, but not this people, and not today.
We know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
We need a move of the Spirit, because it is only the Spirit that can cause strong and wrong to bow and break.
God can heal. God can save. God can send revival. God can move in this nation.
God brought you into the kingdom for such a time as this. God is getting ready to bring you to tables for His glory.
It's time to lose our dignity for some demonstration.
Dominion Camp Meeting, July 4th through the 6th. DominionCampMeeting.com.
Your destiny centers on being a true world changer. It requires access to a specific anointing, coupled with superior education.
Why wait? Start your journey to be a world changer on a campus where fun meets purpose. With new scholarships just added and federal financial aid for qualifying students, it's never been easier to become the world changer God has called you to be. Call the number on your screen or visit valorcollege.edu. Valor Christian College, where world changers are made.
You can have more power. You can have more purpose if and only if.
In his sequel to Revival If, best-selling author Rod Parsley explores the incredible power and presence of the Holy Spirit. You'll be equipped to ignite a revival in your life and embrace your role in the next great move of God. It's time to let the fire fall. Pentecost If, the new book by Rod Parsley, available now. For more information, visit PentecostIf.com.
Pentecost and the Holy Spirit baptism, where the God in Christ becomes the Christ in you. Celebrating God's holy fire and unequaled power, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
You know, Pentecost has always been our great God's plan for mortal man. His plan was for you and I to be able to access the supernatural. The Pentecostal experience has been central to and of great importance in my 50 years now of gospel ministry. And that's why I'm so very, very excited to share with you this next volume in my brand new trilogy of books that began with Revival If, and now Pentecost If. Ancient secrets and timeless truths to release Pentecostal power in your life. It's now launching nationwide, and I have a unique, personally signed edition for all of my amazing friends and partners right here on the Breakthrough broadcast. I'll share with you how you can get yours in just a bit. I don't know what you've heard or what you may have been taught about the Holy Ghost. Let me be very, very clear. The Holy Ghost does not need a new definition. He needs only a new demonstration. Just as I detailed in Revival If, God places conditions on His outpourings, on His blessings. In my exciting new book, Pentecost If, the keynote scripture comes from Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 11. But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit that lives within you. Now, there can be no doubt that the life-giving force behind the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead was the Holy Spirit. The Lord God Himself is that Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 teaches us that the Holy Spirit animated the earthly ministry of Jesus Christ. From the very moment he was baptized by John the Baptist in the Jordan River until he ascended back through the clouds to heaven. The same Holy Spirit who lives within us today is the same Holy Spirit that moved at creation's dawn. Only if we have genuinely placed our faith, our trust in Jesus Christ as Savior and received the mighty baptism of the Holy Spirit. If He lives within us, if He will energize us with the life of God that He gave to the Lord Jesus, our ultimate purpose, yours and mine, who are, by the way, the apex of God's creation, is that we contain, watch this, the Creator. I'm going to say it again. That we contain the Creator, God Himself, so that every one of us is enabled to display the very character and nature of Jesus Christ on earth today. Our dependence must never be in our ability in ourselves. Boy, I wish preachers would get it. I wish worship leaders would get it. I wish musicians and church folk would get it. We're not talking about the works of our own flesh. No, no, no. Pentecost makes the natural supernatural. Regardless of what religious robes surround our flesh, they're still flesh. Now, you know this. The Holy Spirit is God the Spirit, who was in human form, Jesus Christ. The baptism in the Holy Ghost is God through Jesus Christ returning to earth to live within us, to tabernacle within our mortal, no, I didn't say immortal, mortal body, to enable us, to empower us to live the life of Christ in this world. Our call to action, God's mandate, are both very clear. We're here to change the world. I'm so honored that my friend and world-renowned pastor, Sam Rodriguez, wrote the foreword for my new book, Pentecost If. In that foreword, Pastor Sam Rodriguez says this: "This volume is more than a must read. It is a must do, a must execute. The Holy Spirit is more than a comforter, as important as that is. He's a force so mighty that He changed the entire world and human history forever." My wonderful friend, I believe you're watching today because you're anticipating the hand of God to move in a supernatural way for you during this divine holy feast season called Pentecost. This is the time right now to come before the Lord, to celebrate this Moedim, this divinely directed celebration, Pentecost. And the word of the Lord is abundantly clear in its instruction that we must appear before our Father God during this feast with a significant offering in our hand. Now, God doesn't ask for this significant seed every week, not every day, not every other month, but specifically at three set times every year. First, at Passover. Second, 50 days later in the spring, Pentecost. That's right now. And then during the Feast of Tabernacles in the fall. And that's why I'm asking every single one, are you listening to me? Every single one of my Revival Covenant partners and friends to activate your faith today by sowing your very best 2025 commanded Feast of Pentecost seed. You'll be playing such a vital role in helping this global soul-winning ministry. Over 1,300 people born again in the last 10 days. That's 130 a day. You'll be helping, as you see, share the gospel of Jesus Christ and protect the message of Pentecost in all of its fullness and victorious power, right there in your home and around the world. I'm trusting God today that many of you, I hope it's you, will sow a double Pentecost seed. Penta meaning 50. Double would be $50 in each hand. That's a $100 seed. Your very generous gift of $100 is so very vital right now. So much so that to thank you, I want to send you three extraordinarily anointed life-changing gifts. First, a personally signed author's copy of my brand new major book, Pentecost If. It's a lifetime in its creation and 50 years in the making, a powerful ministry experience all in one volume. And then I'll also include my new 10-disc ministry series, Ancient Secrets for Pentecostal Power. Oh, you need this, dear friend. And I've just returned from the studio where I recorded just for you prayers for personal power. There it is. Prayers of salvation, prayers of healing, prayers of deliverance, and they're all recorded for you in your times of need. Total deliverance prayers, spirit, soul, and body. I'm going to send that to you as well. That's your personally signed copy of my brand new book, Pentecost If, and my 10-disc teaching series, Ancient Secrets of Pentecostal Power, and prayers for your personal power, salvation, healing, and deliverance. All three today for your $100 Pentecost seed. So please call now. And if you get a busy signal, don't let that deny you these ministry gifts. Call again. Scan that QR code right there on your screen or write to me. Post Office Box 100, Columbus, Ohio, 43216. Post Office Box 100, Columbus, Ohio, 43216. The power of Pentecost is going to make you more than a conqueror.
Accept your Pentecost appointment with power and believe for seven blessings of Pentecost to be released into your life. Give in obedience to God's instruction and sow your Pentecost seed today. Be one of the first to receive a special author's signed edition of Dr. Parsley's book, Pentecost If, Ancient Secrets and Timeless Truths to Release Pentecostal Power in Your Life. This book is a lifetime in its creation and testament to 50 years of integrity. With your Pentecost seed of $100 or more, you'll also receive an exciting 10-disc ministry set on ancient secrets for Pentecostal power. Plus, experience the power of the Word of God by listening to the new CD, Prayers of Personal Power, Salvation, Healing, and Deliverance. Be encouraged by the rich anointing on Dr. Parsley's words and music that will set the atmosphere in your home for peace and prosperity. Help reach the world with good news of Christ and the Holy Spirit with a special Pentecost seed of $1,000 or more. As our thank you, we'll include this stunning 13-inch globe that symbolizes the way you are helping reach continents and cultures. The golden rings evoke the divine commission you're helping to fulfill. Call with your Pentecost gift. Scan the QR code to go directly to rodparsley.com or mail your offering to P.O. Box 100, Columbus, Ohio, 43216. Thank you for helping Breakthrough carry the power of Pentecost to the world.
Well, I hope you'll allow me to quickly take you back to the season when I personally received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It was in my teenage years. I saw miracle after miracle in the Bible, but I didn't see them commonly in my life or in my church. We prayed that people would be healed in the church I attended, but our prayers always seemed to include that escape clause, if it be thy will. I heard people talk about a deeper life with God, but I really didn't have any idea what that even meant. What I saw in God's word burned in my soul, and I wasn't satisfied or convinced that I had received everything from God that He had promised me. I was driven in my life to discover everything available to me through His glorious grace. I think that might be you too. Now, maybe some of you have heard of a gentleman by the name of Bill Swad. Maybe not. He was a powerful influence for Pentecost and the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship beginning all the way back in the early 1970s. His church was known as a Full Gospel Church, and I was unsure what that meant, but it didn't deter me. If they had God, I wanted more of Him in whatever measure I could find Him. What I discovered was far greater than anything I had expected. The worship service was electric. The very atmosphere was supercharged with the presence of God. There were over 1,000 people in attendance, and hundreds of them were young people my age. Later, the speaker for the evening, I remember his name well, the late Dr. Bill Bozanski, prayed for those who had accepted Christ as Savior. There were many of them. And then he made another appeal. He invited anyone who wanted to be filled with the Holy Spirit to come forward for prayer. Now, I can't describe exactly how it felt when I was prayed for. It was like the most pure joy I'd ever been blessed to sense, bubbling up, flowing in streams from the deepest part of my inward being. Then its release was flowing from my mouth and my vocal cords as I myself began speaking in a language my mind did not comprehend, But my heart felt those words. My ears heard those words. I didn't completely understand the entire experience, but I knew that I had received from the Lord. I had an indescribable awareness of deep-seated peace, of well-being within my heart. I knew beyond all fear of contradiction that at last I had discovered the more I'd been so desperately looking for. A spark of divine power had been released in my life, and it's been my life's calling for 50 years now to share that power and purpose with as many hungry for God people as I could find. In the very early days of my ministry, God promised me that there would never be a need that He would not meet, but, always a condition, but I would always be required to exercise great faith to see God's miracle of provision take place. There's a great urgency in my spirit today. The time we have left in this prophetic season on earth, I feel, is very short. Jesus is coming soon. We must enter His harvest fields with passion, with power, with divine purpose. And I'm deeply, deeply concerned that we must reach our youth, our children, our teenagers, our young college-age adults for Jesus Christ. And that's why I need the help of a very select group listening right now. I'm praying for you. I'm praying that the Holy Spirit would speak to you to sow an uncommon Pentecost seed of $1,000 or more. For someone, maybe you, could even be an obedient seed of $2,025 in the year 2025 of double grace and double favor. The world needs the powerful truth of Pentecost, and churches and preachers are hiding it away in a closet. Help me. Help me today preserve the message of Pentecost and keep it alive. So for your gift today of $1,000 or more, I'm not speaking to everyone, but I am speaking to someone. For you, I've prepared this beautiful, exquisite globe of the entire earth that you and I must reach with the message of the cross and Pentecost. The scripture inscribed beautifully at the base is Acts 1 through 8. The golden rings symbolize the divine commission given to us of God to go into all the world. But your Bible said, how shall they go lest someone send them? I'm asking you, send me to the world in this latter stage of 50 years of ministry. Help me reach them. This deeply meaningful thank you gift will be a constant reminder of our partnership together in fulfilling the Great Commission. So please, help me continue to reach the world through television as I've been doing now for over 40 years with the gospel and the message of Pentecost. You can do that by calling right now with your very best Pentecost seed. And please hear my heart. If you're not able to sow $1,000 right now, your gift in any amount is not insignificant. It's very, very important to what God has called us to do. Let God's Holy Spirit speak to you right now, and then pick up your phone. It's right next to you. Or scan the QR code. Go directly to rodparsley.com.
Accept your Pentecost appointment with power and believe for seven blessings of Pentecost to be released into your life. Give in obedience to God's instruction and sow your Pentecost seed today. Be one of the first to receive a special author's signed edition of Dr. Parsley's book, Pentecost If, Ancient Secrets and Timeless Truths to Release Pentecostal Power in Your Life. This book is a lifetime in its creation and testament to 50 years of integrity. With your Pentecost seed of $100 or more, you'll also receive an exciting 10-disc ministry set on ancient secrets for Pentecostal power. Plus, experience the power of the Word of God by listening to the new CD, Prayers of Personal Power, Salvation, Healing, and Deliverance. Be encouraged by the rich anointing on Dr. Parsley's words and music that will set the atmosphere in your home for peace and prosperity. Help reach the world with good news of Christ and the Holy Spirit with a special Pentecost seed of $1,000 or more. As our thank you, we'll include this stunning 13-inch globe that symbolizes the way you are helping reach continents and cultures. The golden rings evoke the divine commission you're helping to fulfill. Call with your Pentecost gift. Scan the QR code to go directly to rodparsley.com or mail your offering to P.O. Box 100, Columbus, Ohio, 43216. Thank you for helping Breakthrough carry the power of Pentecost to the world.
One more great reminder, don't you dare forget to follow me on all my social media, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, X, and all the rest. And please agree with me in prayer that my brand new book, Pentecost If, and its release will be a world-changing event. The people of God assigned in this desperate hour are a revolutionary remnant of revivalists destined to restore a nation, revitalize a civilization, and rescue a generation. It's raining upstream. I sense miracles in the air. There's a Pentecostal downpour on the way, a culture shaking, God exalting, devil defeating revival of Pentecostal power. If, only if, we're setting ourselves on a collision course with the forces of darkness, the greatest days for you and God's church are just ahead. Believe it, and I'll see you next time, right here on your international broadcast of Breakthrough.